the major work won't begin till the spring of next year. We may have a ceremony to denote the significance of the award of a contract and the start of construction, but the heavy work probably won't begin till, I would say, April next year at the earliest.
Now, I know you've had a couple of community meetings, and they've been pretty well attended. I think at least 100 people showed up for one. Are you planning some more of these types of meetings to let people know what's going on with the project?
Right after we have a selected contractor, we normally have a kickoff meeting where we sort of introduce the contractor to the community. They talk in more specifics about their schedule, when they're going to start work, where they're going to start work, that sort of thing. And then typically on jobs of this size, throughout the construction, we will have regular updates. We initially have them relatively like every month for the first few months to keep people informed. And then normally it becomes sort of routine, and we drop down to like quarterly update meetings.
So what major improvements, what major rehab work is going to be done to Interstate 91?
The project itself will remove the existing deck, which has given us all the problem. We're going to refurbish the steel girders underneath. The steel is still good. It's the deck that connects across between the girders. So the new deck sections will be come in and prefabricated sections, which will then be attached to the deck and then tied together with a thin surface overlay. So we think the replacement of the deck will go relatively rapidly, and we're going to do it in two-lane wide strips, working our way across the viaduct from one side to the other.
What's the impact going to be on people who commute to downtown Springfield to work, or people who come into the city to attend entertainment events, sporting events, or to go out to dinner?
Well, we do have a traffic management plan as part of the contract. Based on the average daily volumes, we'll always maintain at least two lanes in each direction throughout the construction. Most of 91 is a three-lane each way or total six-lane cross-section. So we feel we have enough lane width to maintain reasonable traffic volumes throughout most of the day. During the peak hours, there might be a little more congestion at exit and on-ramps than people currently experience today. But especially during off-peak hour events, we don't think there's going to be a real issue for those. So we think the people getting to the downtown area or other event venues on nights and weekends won't be affected as much as a little bit of the rush hour traffic might be temporarily a little bit more congestion than people are used to today. But it's a relatively short-term impact, and that when we're done, of course, you'll have many years of no disturbance.